we had an idea that in the United States, there are many kinds of musical genres or styles. You know, you have the blues, you have jazz, you have rock and roll, you have country and western, you have hip hop. But there's another kind of music that most people don't readily think of, which is Latin music. No, not Latin music from Brazil or Venezuela or Mexico, but Latin music made by Americans in the United States for an American audience. In other words, Latino music.
In the United States, this is Latin music. And this is Latin music.
And this has actually been broadcast nationally, and we're lucky to have you here. And as a filmmaker, how does this make you unique?
Well, you know, American broadcast television really started after World War II. So we've had 80-something years of television in this country. And it wasn't until we did this series that anybody had ever attempted to tell the story of Latin music in America.
Its roots are sometimes obvious. And sometimes not. It has accordions. And it doesn't. It's in Spanish. Except when it's not.
And I want to add, you know, I used to work for CNN, love CNN, but they didn't do it. HBO, which does wonderful work, they didn't do it. ABC, NBC, CBS, they didn't do it. It was public television that really had the vision to tell this story.
So as we move into this next century, and you are here now at MSU, and as a professor here at MSU, how do you transform those experiences to guide the next generation of filmmakers?
Well, I think the first thing that you want to articulate to students is the reality that television is the most powerful medium of communication, film and television, that has ever been created in the history of mankind. And so when you have the opportunity to pick up a camera, you have the opportunity to reach millions of people, to span divides of difference and find new connections for positive change and understanding. That's what people need in order to participate fully in democracy.
Well, thank you so much, John J. Valadez. The evening begins tonight with a reception and film screening right here at 7 o'clock.